Higher-level managers for major Hanford contractors testified in a three-day U.S. Department of Labor hearing this week in Kennewick. The case is over the layoff of a whistleblower at the nuclear site's waste treatment plant being built in Southeast Washington. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The massive waste treatment plant is supposed to treat millions of gallons of radioactive sludge. The plant's seen huge technical problems and delays. Walt Ford is the whistleblower in this case. His lawyers argued Ford's managers played dangerous and unsanitary pranks. Workers were injured. The companies, Bechtel and URS, argue that managers and workers only played harmless pranks and that they were commonplace. They also focused on the whistleblower's personal life and mistakes on the job, like that Ford was going through a divorce at the time, and he used the household cleaner Simple Green when he wasn't supposed to. Now the U.S. Department of Labor judge will review the testimony and the huge binder full of evidence. I'm Anna King reporting.